आरूढ़ गच्छन् पथि मिलिता भूदेव पटलै स्तुति प्रादुर्भावं प्रतीक प्रतिपदं उपाकारण सदय दया सिंधु बंधु सकल जगतां सिंधु सदयो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। रथारूढ़ गच्छन् पथि मिलित भूदेव पटलै स्तुति प्रादुर्भावं प्रतिपदं उपाकर्ण सदयः दया सिंधुर्बंधु सकल जगतान सिंधु सदयो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। ओके अगेन है। Is it difficult to read the whole line together? Ratharudha gacchan pathi milita bhudevo patalai stuti pradurbhavam pratipadam upakarna sadaya दया सिंधुर बंधु सकल जगतांग सिंधु सदयो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। रथारूढ़ गच्छन् पथि मिलित भूदेव पटलै स्तुति प्रादुर्भावं प्रतिपदं उपकर्ण सदयः दया सिंधुर्बंधु सकल जगतांग सिंधु सदयो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। रथारूढ़ Riding on, Gacchan, traveling, Pathi, on the way, Milita, meeting, Bhudeva, best of the people, Patalai, Bhudeva Patalai actually means Brahman as the best of mankind. Bhudeva Patalai, best of mankind. The best of the Brahmanas. Stuti, glorification, Pradurbhavan, appearance, Pratipadam, at every step, Upakarna, hearing, Sadayaha, becomes very pleased, Daya Sindhur, ocean of mercy. Bandhu, friend, Sakala Jagatan, of the entire world, Sindhu Sadayo, being very pleased to the ocean, Jagannatha Swami, the Lord of the Universe, Jagannath, Nayana Pathogami, on the path of my vision, Bhavatu Me, please appear. While traveling, riding on his chariot, on the way, the brahmanas sing his glory, and hearing those glorification, he becomes pleased at every step. He is the ocean of mercy, he is the friend of the entire world, and being pleased with the ocean, he resides on the bank of the ocean. Let that Lord Jagannath become visible to my eyes. Let that Jagannath become a traveler on the path of my vision. Please repeat. While traveling, riding on his chariot, while he travels riding on his chariot, then all the brahmanas sing his glory. Hearing that glorification at every step, he becomes very pleased. He is an ocean of mercy. He is the friend of the entire world. And being pleased with the ocean, he resides on his bank. Let that Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, become a traveler on the path of my vision. So everyone understood? Did you understand, Krishnadas? No? What about you, Gordas? Huh? Little bit. Okay, let's hear how much you understood. Try. Ratha Rudha Gachan means? Very good. Then Pothi Milita. Pathi means path, on the path. Milita means? Meeting. Who? Bhudeva Patalai, the best of the brahmanas. And Stuti Pradur Bhavam, what do the brahmanas do? When they see Lord Jagannath, they offer his glory, glorification. And hearing that glorification, Lord Jagannath becomes very pleased. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki. Lord Jagannath becomes very pleased. With what? Hearing his glorification. So when you, do you sing glories of Jagannath? Then what happens? What does Lord Jagannath do? When you sing the glory of Lord Jagannath, he becomes very pleased. Stuti pradur bhavam pratipadam upakarna sadaya. Upakarna means hearing. Hearing those glorification, Lord Jagannath becomes very pleased. Daya Sindhu is an ocean of mercy. Bandhu Sakala Jagatan. And he is the Bandhu means? And Sakala Jagatan means? Of the entire world. He is the friend of the entire world. Is the friend of the entire world? Is he your friend also? Yes or no? Why are you hesitating? If he is a friend of the whole world, then is he your friend also? Yes, naturally. But do you behave with him like a friend? Or what? Or do you behave like he doesn't exist? No, very good. Sakala jagatang sindhu sadayo. And Jagannatha Swami, Swami means Lord, and Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. Jagannatha Swami, O Lord of the universe, addressing him, Nayana Pathogami. Nayana means eyes, and Patha means path. What is the path of the eyes? The path of the eyes is vision. As if our vision is the path of our eyes. And Nayana Patho Gami. Gami means one who travels. So become a traveler on the path of my vision, O Lord Jagannath. You know who is to sing this song? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing that. In front of Lord Jagannath, he used to sing this song. So, these are the 8 verses, very beautiful verses. The first one is Kadachit Kalindi Tato Bipino Sangeet Tarolo Mudabhiri Nari Vadana Kamala Shad Madhukaha Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganeshar Chitapato Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathogami Bhavatume Bhuje Sabbe Venum Shirasi Sikhipichan Kotitate Dukulang Netrante Sahuchara Katakhyam Vidadate Sada Srimad Vrindavana Vasati Lila Purichayo Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathogami Bhavatume Mahambhodhe Stire Kanakuruchire Nila Shikhare Vashan Prashadanta Sahaja Balabhadrena Balina Subhadra Madhastha Sakala Sura Seva Vasarado Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathogami Bhavatume Kripa Paravara Sajala Jalada Ruchira Sreni Ruchira Ramabani Rama Sphura Damalapanke Ruha Mukha Surendrair Aradha Srutigana Shikha Gita Charita Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathogami Bhavatume. Then comes this verse, which is the 5th verse. Ratha Rudha Gacchan Pathimilita Bhudeva Patalai Stuti Pradur Bhavan Pratipadam Upakarna Sadayo Daya Sindhur Bandhu Sakala Jagatan Sindhu Sadayo Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathogami Bhavatume. So Ratharudha Gacchan, Lord Jagannath is riding on his chariot. Krishna rides, Jagannath rides chariot many times. Once he was riding the chariot in the battle of Kurukshetra. But how was he riding? He himself was driving the chariot for Arjuna. And here he is riding the chariot. He is not driving, the others are driving the chariot. Not driving the chariot, he is on the chariot and others are pulling the chariot. What happened? Why they are pulling the chariot? Jagannath, Krishna, went to Kurukshetra again, not to fight the battle. This was much after that. The battle of Kurukshetra is over, and Jagannath is there in Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. Do you know when the solar eclipse takes place? The solar eclipse takes place during the new moon. New moon means when there is no moon. So, according to the modern science, what actually happens? The moon comes before the sun. Right? And as a result of that, the solar eclipse. Sun is eclipsed by the moon. But actually that is not the Vedic understanding. The Vedic understanding is the solar eclipse is during the time when Rahu tries to swallow the sun, eat up the sun. And at that time moon now never stays in the sky. So when moon is completely dark, at that time the solar eclipse takes place, which is known as Amavasya, new moon. So do you know when was new moon? New moon was day before yesterday. So long time ago, about 5,000 years ago, on the occasion of the solar eclipse, Krishna went to Kurukshetra. It's a custom which is still prevalent. People go to Kurukshetra to take bath in Samanta Panchak. It's a lake in Kurukshetra that Parasuram actually dug. It is considered to be a very holy place. And on the occasion, even 5,000 years ago, people used to go on the occasion of solar eclipse to those places, to that place, to take bath. So the rest is many people from all over India go there. Like in Singhast, many people come here during Kumbh Mela. Now this is India. For holy occasions, people travel hundreds of miles, thousands of miles to go to the holy places. So they came to Kurukshetra. The gopi, the residents of Vrindavan also came to Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse. So after the solar eclipse, they took bath, and after taking bath, celebrating the auspicious occasion of being in the holy dham of Kurukshetra, they and celebrating that holy occasion, they were about to leave Kurukshetra. They were about to leave Kurukshetra. The gopis and the cowherd people, they were just preparing to leave Kurukshetra and go back to Vrindavan. At that time, they got to know that Krishna was there. They heard, somebody just gave the news that Nandalala is in Kurukshetra. Now this actually happened about 100 years after Krishna left Vrindavan. For 100 years, the residents of Vrindavan did not see Krishna. They didn't see Krishna, but they were always dreaming about Krishna. They didn't see Krishna, but they were completely absorbed with the thoughts of Krishna. At night, they didn't sleep. They were when they were asleep, if at all they fell asleep, they used to dream about Krishna. And during the day also, they were always absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. So much so that sometimes they used to feel that Krishna has come to them. And Krishna used to come to them. But because they were in such a state that even when Krishna came to them, they used to think that Krishna is, it is dead. They were actually dreaming. Krishna didn't come. Krishna lived Vrindavan for 100 years. Krishna didn't come. But from the Goswamis of Vrindavan, mainly through Srila Jiva Goswami's writing, we get to know that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna is always in Vrindavan. So this is Yogamaya's arrangement. That although Krishna is there in Vrindavan, the gopis think that Krishna left Vrindavan. Anyway, they were in such a state due to their separation from Krishna. And they used to feel as if they were all, their life didn't have any meaning to remain alive. So after 100 years, they got the news that Krishna was there in Kurukshetra. How did they feel? They immediately ran to meet Krishna. Oh, Krishna is in Vrindavan. Krishna is in Kurukshetra. He also came to celebrate the solar eclipse. So they just ran to meet Krishna. And at that time, Krishna also was preparing to leave. So he was on his chariot. Krishna was on his chariot. And he was all ready to leave. But Krishna, there in Kurukshetra, is... where did he come from? Did he come from Vrindavan? No, he came from Dwarka. He came to Kurukshetra from Dwarka. In Dwarka, Krishna is... Is Krishna a cowherd boy in Dwarka? No, who is Krishna in Dwarka? He's a prince. So how does a prince behave? How does a prince dress? He had a royal dress, very, very expensive silk, studded with most precious embroidery with solid in gold thread. All the designs in the embroidery was made of very wonderful gold thread and most beautifully colored silk threads. And he was wearing extensive, most precious ornaments, Ratnahar, the necklace, and precious gems, mala made of gems, and he had a sword, he also had a bow and arrow, quiver of arrows and bow, and he was wearing a crown, and he had shield and armors. He was wearing like any Kshatriya prince would dress. So Krishna was dressed like that. And the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani and all the residents of Vrindavan, they were actually expecting to see Krishna the way they knew Krishna. How did they know Krishna? They knew Krishna as a cowherd boy. They never seen Krishna as a prince. So when they saw Krishna, they felt this is not Krishna. Because the Krishna they knew doesn't wear a crown. He wears a peacock feather in his head. He doesn't wear most precious ornaments and necklaces. He wears wild flower garlands. He doesn't wear his royal robes. He wears just yellow silk, dhoti and chadar. And he doesn't carry arms and weapons. He carries a flute in his hand. And the way, the situation where they used to see Krishna was also very different. They used to see Krishna on the bank of Jamuna, in the pasturing grounds, which is so peaceful, so serene. But here the atmosphere, there are so many soldiers, there are so many royal people. The king is naturally surrounded by ministers, generals, and there are horses and elephants, and these horses and elephants are making noise. Elephants are trumpeting, horses are whining, and then there was the arms and shields and armors were clashing, just making sound. So there was a lot of clamor, lot of noise. So Radharani felt that this is not Krishna. And this is not the place where I want to meet Krishna. This is not the way I want to meet Krishna. So recognizing the mood of Srimati Radharani, the resident of Vrindavan, what did they do? When they saw that Radharani was, they were expecting that Radharani would be so excited to see Krishna. But Radharani's mood was, no, this is not the person I want to meet. This is not the place I want to meet. So they understood that this was the mood of Srimati Radharani. So what did they do? The residents of Vrindavan, what do they always want to do? They always want to please Srimati Radharani. Their concern is not Krishna's pleasure. Their concern is Radharani's pleasure. They are the residents of Vrindavan, Radharani's followers. Radha, they are Radharani's anugami. So recognizing that Radharani was not pleased and understanding what she wanted actually, or how she was feeling, so what did they do? They grabbed the chariots. The horses were already tied to the harnessed to the chariot. So they got hold of the horses and the reins and they started to pull the chariot. So that is the Ratha Jatra festival. So what is this Ratha Jatra festival? Krishna is being taken to Vrindavan. Krishna is being kidnapped by the residents of Vrindavan. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. This is the celebration, this is the occasion of kidnapping Krishna. The prince has been kidnapped. It's a very big offense. The prince has been kidnapped. The prince has been stolen. So that's what the residents of Vrindavan did. For the sake of Radharani, they stole Krishna. Krishna is the biggest thief, but the residents of Vrindavan are a bigger thief. Krishna is the Chouragraganya. He is the best of all thieves. He steals so many things. He steals butter. He steals everybody's mind. He steals the clothes of the gopis. There is a song by Balavacharya, Chouragraganya. Krishna as well. Just as Madhurashtakam is there, written by Balavacharya, there is another song by called Chouragraganya Ashtakam. So Krishna is the biggest thief, But the residents of Vrindavan are even bigger thief. They stole the best of the thieves. So in this way, they are taking Krishna. Ratha Yatra festival is the celebration of kidnapping Krishna and taking him to Vrindavan. Now the king has been stolen. Do you know then what happened? When the news reached Dwarka, everyone was very upset. Especially Rukmini Devi, Mahalakshmi. She got very upset. How dare they steal the prince? They are going, now we have to punish them. So she took the army and went to Vrindavan. She surrounded Vrindavan, seized Vrindavan. And there she arrested all the Brajvasis for the crime of stealing the prince. It's a big crime. If somebody steals your son, how will you feel? You feel that he must be punished. And now consider this, that the prince has been stolen. What a big offense. So Rukmini Devi then arrested all these residents of Vrindavan. She was furious. And then she was going to punish them. But before punishment, there must be some defense in the favor of the offenders. The law court allows the defenders. There are two sides. One side actually declares the crime of the arrested person, and the other side defends the arrested person. So there were two defenders. One side was Narad Muni. Narad Muni was taking the side of Rukmini. He's the public prosecutor. The public prosecutor was Narad Muni. And the defendant was Lalita Devi. She is a very eloquent lady. And she also is very fiery. When she comes to it, she can give the sauce even to Narad Muni. Even to Rukmini Devi. She is so outspoken. So then this court proceedings are going on. When did that happen? It happened 3 days after Krishna was kidnapped. On the second day of the moon, lunar calculation, the Ratha Yatra or Krishna was stolen. And on the Panchami day, which is known as Hera Panchami, this legal proceedings took place. There was a big festival that is celebrated on that festival. So, there was a pleading and arguments were going on, and so one point that came up, Rukmini Devi was asking that why Krishna is always thinking of Vrindavan. She admitted that even when Krishna is in Dwarka, actually, Lalita Devi pointed out that Krishna is their property. Krishna is not your property. Krishna is our property. We didn't steal Krishna. You stole Krishna. So this way it was going back and forth. That you have stolen our property. Krishna actually is, Krishna belongs to Vrindavan. And Akrura came and stole him. And then you are not letting him go. What kind of behavior is this? And in this way, the proceedings went on. Then finally, Rukmini Devi asked, why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan? Because during the day, when Krishna is awake, he is always absent-minded. If you ask something to Krishna, Krishna will say, what? If you attend, get his attention, as if you brought Krishna's consciousness back or mind back. And he would say, as if his mind was somewhere else. Just like an absent-minded person. If the absent-minded person means, you tell him something, then you ask, did you hear? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you please tell me what did you say? So that was the case with Krishna all the time. His mind was not there. His mind was somewhere else. During the day, Krishna is always absent-minded. And at night, Krishna goes to Vrindavan. That means he dreams of Vrindavan. When he falls asleep, he calls out to Nanda Maharaj, to Mother Jashoda, to Shubal, to Sridham, Vasudham, and calls out to Radharani. Sometimes he calls to the cows, oh Shyamali, don't go that far, this is, you will get stuck in the mud, come back. And he calls the other cows, and this way, at night, Krishna is always speaking in a dream, indicating that Krishna's heart, at night Krishna actually went off to, where did he go? Vrindavan. So they asked why, although Krishna is in Dwarka, and Dwarka has everything. Dwarka is the place which is the topmost region of Vaikuntha, where Lakshmi Devi is residing, Mahalakshmi, Rukmini, and all the Lakshmis are there. All the queens are actually Lakshmis. So why then Krishna is not satisfied in Dwarka? In Dwarka Krishna has everything, but still, why his heart is in Vrindavan? Isn't that a very pertinent question, very valid question? Why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan? Then what did Lalita Devi reply? Lalita Devi's reply was that, look, you are talking about opulence. You know, this Vrindavan is a forest with many trees. What are these trees? These trees are kalpavrikshas. Each of these trees is a desire tree. Kalpavriksha, Lakshavritesu. Krishna is tending cows. All these cows are Surabhi cows. Surabhi Rabhipalayantam. Vrindavan, land of Vrindavan is made of Chintamani. So land of Vrindavan is Chintamani. The cows of Vrindavan are Surabhi. And the trees of Vrindavan forest are desire tree. Now one of these things can supply everything that you need. Just one desire tree can supply you everything you desire. The touchstone, Chintamani, can supply you unlimited wealth. And Surabhi cow can produce whatever you need. Surabhi's daughter is Nandini. She resides in the ashram of Vasishtha. Once Vishwamitra wanted to forcibly take away Surabhi from Vasishtha with his army. Then Surabhi was appealing to Vasishtha, you are like my father and I am your daughter, and see how they are treating me in front of your eyes, and you are not doing anything to protect me. So Vasishtha said, look, I am a Brahmin, I can't fight, it's not my dharma. Even in my self-defense I don't fight. But if you want, you can defend him yourself. Then you know what Surabhi did? Nandini did? Nandini generated an army. Just from her, one army came out. And they defeated Vishwamitra's army. And Vishwamitra somehow ran away with his life. So this is the capacity of a Surabhi. Surabhi can produce anything. If you want an army, Surabhi can produce the army. If you want a city, Surabhi can produce a city. This is the ability of Surabhi Kaul. Now this is the ability of one Surabhi Kaul. And you know how many Surabhi Kauls are there in Vrindavan? Krishna alone has how many cows? 90 lakhs cows. Just Krishna alone. So what to speak of others? So can you imagine what's the wealth of Vrindavan? So that's what they told her. Told Narada Muni. They told Rukmini Devi. But why then, in spite of having all these opulence, all the wealth, they're not interested in wealth? Why? Because they don't want any of those things. What is available in Dwarka, they don't want any of those things. Because all they want is Krishna. All they have is love for Krishna. And because of that love for Krishna, they are not interested in anything else. When you love somebody, then what do you want? When you love somebody, do you want anything other than that person, or you want that person? So their love for Krishna is so deep. The residents of Vrindavan have such deep love for Krishna that they are not interested in anything else. Actually, all the wealth, all the opulence of Vaikuntha or Dwarka could have been available in Vrindavan. But they are not interested in that. All they want is Krishna. All they want is to express the love for Krishna. All they want is to love Krishna. That is Vrindavan. And in this way, Rukmini Devi could understand the glory of Vrindavan. She could understand why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan. Although Krishna is in Dwarka, but his heart is in Vrindavan. And that is Lord Jagannath. So what happened when Lord Jagannath saw all these devotees from Vrindavan? Jagannath's face lit up with a beautiful smile. And his hand stretched forward with a desire to embrace them. That is Lord Jagannath. The Lord is trying to embrace his devotees. The Lord is so pleased to see his devotees. That is what Jagannath is. The Jagannath's form is indicating, and that is what Jagannath's Ratha Yatra festival is indicating. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki. Jai Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival Ki. Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsav Ki. Bol Premanande. Does anybody have any question?
Well, then after the proceedings, then what was the conclusion? What was the judgment?
After that, you mean after Rukmini Devi heard that? She wanted to enjoy with the residents of Vrindavan. She wanted to see the rasa dance. So they had a rasa dance. And she felt that she never seen anything like this. She actually told them, I heard so much about rasa dance. Let us see the rasa dance. So it all ended with rasa dance. And it ended with Rukmini Devi admitting that she never seen anything like that. Hare Krishna, any other? Yes, Trivanga? What?
At what point did Krishna assume the form of Lord Jagannath?
Oh, yeah. You see, the residents of Vrindavan came to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra. And when Krishna saw them, and that is one occasion when he assumed that form. He became like that. And another occasion is, okay, that leads to another story. Okay, I'll relate to that incident. You see, as I mentioned, the queens of Vrindavan, queens of Dwarka, used to often wonder why Krishna is so absent-minded. Why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan? Like, what is there in Vrindavan? What did Krishna do? What was there? What they actually were, the residents of Vrindavan have, what kind of relationship they have and what they used to do with Krishna in Vrindavan. So they all approached Mother Rohini. So Mother Rohini told them that, look, one day when Krishna and Balaram will not be around, then I'll tell you about Krishna's Braja Leela. Because otherwise, if Krishna hears the Braja Leela, Krishna will be very much heartbroken. Because already Krishna is, you can see that Krishna is in such a terrible state. And when he hears about those pastimes, those activities, Krishna will be extremely heartbroken due to the separation from them. So that's why she assured them that the day when Krishna and Balaram won't be there, then she would tell the story. Incidents of Vrindavan. So one day Krishna and Balaram was not there. And taking that occasion, all the queens approached her. Please tell us about Krishna's Braja Leela, Krishna's Braja pastimes. So they all assembled in a big hall. After all, there were 16,000 queens. So they had to fit into an appropriate hall. And Subhadra was kept guard at the door. So that just in case Krishna comes or anybody comes, she should warn them. Because these pastimes, these activities of Krishna are not meant for anyone and everyone. Even in Vaikuntha, even in Dwarka. So then Subhadra was guarding the door and Rohini Devi was narrating Krishna's activities in Vrindavan with the residents of Vrindavan. But at that time, Krishna and Balaram just appeared. They just somehow accidentally came in the scene. But Subhadra, by hearing this wonderful pastime, she became so overwhelmed that her voice got choked. She was actually supposed to warn them, warn Mother Rukmini. Stop, Krishna is here. But her voice was choked, so she couldn't say anything. All she did is she just stretched her arms to stop Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram couldn't move. So that is how they were placed in that situation. Krishna, Subhadra and Balaram. But Krishna and Balaram was hearing. Now hearing those wonderful pastimes, their recollections became so overwhelming that Krishna assumed that beautiful form. And Balaram also did. And Subhadra also, by seeing Krishna Balaram in that mood, she also assumed that mood. And she also assumed the same form. Only thing is she was feeling so guilty that she stopped Krishna and Balaram that her hands went inside her body out of the feeling of guilt that she stopped by stretching her arms. So that's why Krishna and Balaram's hands are stretched forward with an intense desire to embrace their friends, embrace the residents of Vrindavan. embraced Srimati Radharani. And Subhadra's arms just went in. So that is the time when, that's one occasion when Krishna and Balaram assumed that form with Subhadra. And during the Ratha Yatra time also, they assumed that form. This incident has been narrated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. On the occasion of Ratha Yatra, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a radio program. Those days radio was a big thing. There was no TV. So in that radio program, he narrated this story. After describing from Skanda Puran about the appearance of Lord Jagannath. You see, when King Indradumna saw this unfinished form, he broke the condition, he opened the door and went inside the room. And the condition was that he should not come in until the carving of the deities were complete. That is the condition Ananta Maharana, the carver, made. So, but you know, like out of curiosity, when the sound stopped of carving, he got into anxiety and he just went inside and he found three incomplete forms, and that Ananta Maharana, the carver, is not, nowhere to be seen. So that's why King Indradumna then actually decided to give up his body fasting in prior probation. If after 3 days the Lord appeared to him and assured him that don't do that, you can worship me in this form. And don't think that this is my incomplete form. I am present in this form in Vaikuntha also. This form is eternal form. In this form I am present in Vaikuntha. So taking the thread from there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave this anecdote. That why and how come he is eternally present in Vaikuntha. In Dwarka, he is present in this form. Right? And then in this form he went to Vrindavan also. So this form of Jagannath is present both in Dwarka and in Vrindavan. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yeah.
If the feelings of Srimati Radharani are exemplified in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his pastime and relationship with Lord Jagannath is featured so much in Chaitanya Lila, how can we understand how deep this pastime really is?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There is no way we can actually understand how deep these pastimes are. Because we can well imagine, we can consider when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Jagannath temple. Right? What was his reaction? He went mad. He was behaving in such a way that the guards became worried. They thought he's a madman and he's going to do some damage to the deity. So that's why they actually became so heavy with him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted. Then we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stand. He didn't go close to Jagannath. He used to stand at the end of the temple by Garuda Stambha. And standing on the Garuda Stambha, he used to just watch Lord Jagannath. And what used to happen to him at that time? Tears used to come out of his eyes in flow, like as if water is coming out of a syringe. So that is how he felt. Now what was he seeing? In our eyes, what do we see? And in unfinished form doesn't actually have any resemblance to Krishna. Now what are we seeing? What we see? A form which doesn't have complete hands, complete feet, complete mouth, incomplete form. And what was Jagannath's, what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's seeing in the mood of Srimati Radhakrishna? He was seeing that Krishna of Dwarka, whom she met after 100 years of separation, she was seeing the object of her love, whom she had been missing for 100 years. And so that is how. And then when she is taking him, when she is taking him to Vrindavan in the chariot, when the Lord is moving, how is her mood? She is dancing. She is dancing, expressing her feeling. Jako madhara shoye bohi varasta se chaitra khapas te chon milito male ki surat proura kadam manila sa chaivashmi surato vyapara lila vidho reba rudha shibeto shitarutale cheto samutkantate. Radharani is lamenting that the one who stole my heart when I was young, when I was a maiden, Jako Marahara, today he has become my Lord and Master. I have got him. And it's the same night of spring. And the gentle breeze is blowing from the direction of the Kadamba tree, carrying the flowers of Malati flowers, carrying the fragrance of Malati flower. And I am here, the lover. I found my beloved. But still my heart is hankering to go back to the bank of the Reba River under the Betasi tree. No one could understand why Mahaprabhu was singing that song. Only Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar knew. And later on, Rupa Goswami revealed that it is Radharani's hankering for Krishna to get him in Vrindavan. So yes, we won't be able to understand the depth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction on seeing Lord Jagannath. Thank you all very much. Oh, you have a question. The reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Jagannath Puri as his sort of place of pastimes after his sannyas. You see, because the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in is the mood of Jagannath. Jagannath is Krishna of Dwarka yearning to go back to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani trying to understand the Krishna of Vrindavan. Jagannath is Krishna who is yearning to be with his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of a devotee trying to understand Krishna, who is Bhaktavatsa, Brajaraj. That's why you can see the similarity and the purpose. That's why Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu and Jagannath's mood is the same, if you look at it from Krishna's point of view. And if you look at it from Radharani's point of view, Jagannath is stretching his hands to embrace Srimati Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, trying to get into that embrace of Lord Jagannath. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. So, everybody, just briefly I want to point out that celebrate this Ratha Yatra festival with this understanding. Everybody understood the purpose of Lord Jagannath's chariot festival, the depth of Lord Jagannath's chariot festival. And in this respect also I want to point out The Jagannath is coming to, this is Vrindavan. Jagannath will come where? Jagannath will come to Vrindavan. Our Jagannath will come where? He'll come to the temple. So what is this temple? It's Vrindavan. Right? And that's why you cleaned the temple so nicely yesterday. I must thank you all very, very much for cleaning the temple so nicely yesterday. Now, cleaning the temple means cleaning your heart. The more you clean the temple, the more your heart will get cleansed. Cheto darpana marjana. Your heart, mirror of your mind, will get cleansed. Now, don't make this cleansing of the temple just one time affair. Make it a habit to clean the temple, keep the temple clean all the time. Especially the temple devotees, make it a point to keep the temple clean. And those who are coming to the temple regularly, please make it a point to see that the temple is clean. And don't wait for somebody else to clean. Clean it yourself. Don't wait that, here we all are, who are we? We are all servant of Radharani and Madan Mohan. Isn't it? Or we are the master and somebody else is our servant. Or we are the servants or we are the master. How many of you think that you are the master here? Please raise both of your hands. Okay. So how many of you think that you all are the servants here? Raise both of your hands. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama
Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna. So very good. So as a servant, what you should see, that the temple is always clean. Temple is always clean and everything in the temple is in perfect order. So whenever you see that something dirty is lying, piece of paper, piece of cloth, so please just put them in that. There are quite a few garbage cans, dust bins here. Put them in the dust bins. And we have, and I have noticed also the brooms are used for cleaning. And then they're kept just like that. What's the point in using the broom to clean when the broom is becoming a dirt? So those who are in charge of cleaning, make sure that the brooms and other things, cleaning paraphernalia or anything undesirable, is placed in a proper position, proper place. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा फेस्टिवल की रथ यात्रा महोत्सव की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि